From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. It was a bittersweet holiday for Iraqi Christians in a town near Mosul from which they'd fled over 2 years before, in a church still marred by damaged crosses and jihadist graffiti. Sunday's mass brought residents home for Christmas, but didn't change the fact that they're still displaced and longing to return permanently. Meanwhile, in Great Britain, a palace spokesman says Queen Elizabeth canceled her departure for a trip to her country estate because she and her husband had colds, but she still delivered a holiday message.
On our own, we cannot end wars or wipe out injustice. But the cumulative impact of thousands of small acts of goodness can be bigger than we imagine.
The 90-year-old monarch and her 95-year-old husband, Prince Philip, did host their annual Christmas lunch with other royal family members and joined by heir to the throne, Prince Charles, and second in line, Prince William. Meantime, at the Vatican, Pope Francis urged Christians to celebrate the birth of Jesus by thinking about the plight of modern children, including those caught in war, famine, and those who were never born.
Pace. A chi è stato ferito o ha perso una persona.
Francis also appealed to the faithful not to get caught up in materialism and commercialization of Christmas. Meanwhile, gift cards have been popular for gifts during the holidays here in the U.S. The National Retail Federation says more than half of consumers planned to give one this year, but they're not always wanted, according to some estimates. $1 billion of the $130 billion spent on gift cards last year went unused. This is VOA. Russian President Vladimir Putin has declared a nationwide day of mourning Monday for victims of the crash of a Russian plane that plunged into the Black Sea Sunday with 92 people on board, including members of a popular military choir. Putin expressed his condolences to the families of those who died and ordered a detailed investigation into the cause of the crash. He said Russia will do everything it can to support the families of the victims. The Russian Defense Ministry says the plane crashed after takeoff from the resort town of Sochi, bound for an air base in Syria. There's no indication as to what caused the crash, and there was no distress signal sent from the pilot. Russian and Syrian fighter planes have continued airstrikes in rebel-held areas of Syria, with at least 5 people killed outside of Aleppo. At least 8 airstrikes also targeted towns in rebel-held Idlib province. The Syrian army took full control of Aleppo last week, but portions of the suburban areas remain under rebel control. A major breakthrough in the fight against Ebola could dramatically help healthcare workers be better prepared for the next outbreak. A study of a new vaccine was 100% effective in Guinea. VOA's Steve Barragona has more.
As Ebola began tearing through Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia in 2014, health workers could do nothing but isolate victims to try to stop the epidemic. So final results from the first major study of an Ebola vaccine mark a turning point. The World Health Organization led the study of more than 11,000 people divided into 2 groups, says Ebola Research Chief Marie-Paul Kenny, reached by Skype.
We had 0 case of Ebola in the group that was vaccinated immediately versus 23 cases in the ones who were not vaccinated.
The manufacturer, Merck, is applying for approval from regulators. But Kenny cautions there's another strain of Ebola that this vaccine is not designed to prevent, and health officials need to be ready to fight the inevitable next outbreak. Steve Barragona, VOA News.
Wall Street traders sometimes root for year-end Santa Claus rallies, but on Friday, stocks finished slightly higher on the quietest full day of trading in more than a year here in the United States. Major U.S. indexes stayed in a narrow range throughout the day. Meanwhile, defense contractor Lockheed Martin fell after President-elect Donald Trump again tweeted that the company's F-35 fighter jet costs too much. You're listening to VOA. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.